This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate confirms conservative Amy Coney Barrett as an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, replacing the late liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Newly confirmed and soon-to-be Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett took the first of two oaths of office Monday evening at a White House ceremony shortly after her Senate confirmation. Barrett, the 48-year-old mother of seven, says her loyalty is to the Constitution.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
The former Notre Dame law professor and federal appeals court judge will take the second oath from Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the Supreme Court Tuesday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Spain's intensive care wards could reach a critical situation by mid-November as the country emerges as one of Europe's worst 19 hotspots. That's according to the health ministry on Monday. The country's total number of cases soared by more than 50,000 over the weekend alone to reach nearly 1.1 million as of Monday, while the death toll is more than 35,000. The Spanish government faced a backlash over its plans to the country's under a six-month state of emergency. Opposition party said 6 months was too long. Epidemiologists said that this may be a little too late, and some citizens balked at nightly curfews. Spain's entered a second state of emergency Sunday, enabling a nighttime quarantine to be enforced across the whole country except the Canary Islands. This is VOA News. Deaths per day from the coronavirus in the United States are on the rise again, just as health experts had feared. And cases are climbing in nearly every state, despite assurances from President Donald Trump over the weekend that we're rounding the turn, we're doing great. Average deaths per day across the country rose 10% over the past 2 weeks, from 721 to nearly 794 as of Sunday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Confirmed infections per day are rising in 47 states, and deaths are up in 34. Meanwhile, the U.S. government ends a study on antibody drug for people hospitalized with COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
A study testing an antibody drug for COVID-19 from Eli Lilly is being halted by the U.S. government. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which was sponsoring the study, says there was no safety problem, but there was a low chance the drug would prove helpful. The drug was being tested for people hospitalized with COVID-19. In a separate statement, Eli Lilly said a government study continues testing the antibody drug in mild to moderately ill patients to try to prevent hospitalization and severe illness. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hurricane Zeta has come ashore on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico while whipping the resorts around Tulum with rain and wind. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Zeta made landfall late Monday just north of Tulum with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. It's predicted to lose some power while crossing the peninsula before regaining hurricane strength in the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday while heading for the central U.S. coast and likely landfall Wednesday night. There may be more water sources on the moon than first thought. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Scientists say that the moon's nooks and fissures may hold frozen water in more places and larger quantities than previously suspected. More than 15,000 square miles of lunar terrain have the capability to trap water in the form of ice. That's according to a team led by the University of Colorado's Paul Hain, who says that's 20% more area than previous estimates. Scientists believe all this water on the moon came from comets, asteroids, interplanetary dust, the solar wind, or even lunar volcanic eruptions. I'm Shelley Adler.
Britain's Prince Harry says it took him many years and the experiences of living with his wife, the former Meghan Markle, to understand how his privileged upbringing shielded him from the reality of unconscious biasness. He talked about racial inequality and social justice in a video discussion with the Black Lives Matter activist Patrick Hutchinson. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.